Welcome to Fallon's World, hosted by me, Courtney Barker, and my daughter, Fallon Barker. We talk about all things interesting and relevant to Fallon, which includes
rainbows, unicorns, life as a kid, sometimes even business. I love to learn and talk with my mom.
Join us twice a month to listen in on all things Fallon's World. Hey, Fallon.
Hey. Hey, Mom.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. So it's been a while, huh?
Yeah. I don't even remember the last time we even did a podcast.
I don't know. I just remember sitting in the dining room and the doorbell rang.
Yeah, we were just talking. But this time we're doing it in my bedroom.
Yep, that's right. And we're trying a new format here. So hopefully the audio quality is okay.
Yeah, we're using a phone instead of a microphone.
Yep, that's right. All right, so let's dive right into it.
The first topic is ski school. Ski school is, I went to ski school, and my brother went too, and my sister learned how to ski. And it's basically where you, like, have a class, and you're in a level. And you have lessons, and you go skiing with your class, and you, like, learn how to ski more, and it's called ski school, because it's kind of like school, but it's not, but it's skiing at school, except it's not a school. It's a ski mountain, but you can do lessons there. And I had to switch to a different level because it was too easy. And I bet the level 5 is going to be too easy for me. And I went on the chairlift, and my brother, he went on, like, the mini ones.
I think those are, like, the magic carpet that he went on, right?
Yeah, and, like, the mini hills and stuff.
Yeah, so funny. And did you guys ski for the whole time? I think you just did, like, half a day. Did you ski the whole time?
No. Well, no. Because in the morning, we had to, like, wait for everyone to get there. And then we had to get our skis and bring them out to the mountain and get them on. And then we did some skiing. And then we took a break and we ate some snacks. And we had hot chocolate and water and, yeah.
They probably gave you a bathroom break, too, if anybody had to go.
Yeah. But we went to a cabin, not inside the ski mountain place, so because we didn't want to go inside and we had to, like, pay. We could just get something.
That's pretty cool. Do you feel like you became a better skier? Do you feel like it was good practice? Like, what's your overall impression of ski school, and would you do it again?
Well, I would do it again, but I would have, like, the highest level because I'm so good and I had to switch to a different level. But my brother and sister, they're still a little behind.
Yeah, they're beginners.
Yeah. My sister is definitely a beginner, and my brother is, like, in the middle, so he doesn't really know how to ski, but he does know how to ski, kind of. But he doesn't, like, really know how to turn and stuff.
He just goes bombing down the mountain, straight forward.
Yep. And my dad has to catch him because he's going so fast down the mountain, because he's going straight down and not doing an S like I do.
Do you think maybe you'll get out there skiing, you know, one or two more times before the end of the winter?
Yeah, I would say so.
And sometimes you even go in the backyard. You haven't gone in the backyard in a while, but you probably could do that any time.
Yeah, only if we have snow and if we're, like, free. Because today we built a snowman.
You were pretty busy.
Yeah, we were pretty busy because we had to go from outside from building a snowman and all our stuff. And then we had to come back inside. We had to change so we can go to my brother's football practice.
That's so nice of you to go to his football practice. Do you watch him?
Well, I was doing handstands, and I did, like, I played with my slime, and I rated stuff in my notebook, and, but some of the time I did watch him.
That's pretty cool. Do you, it feels like we're not really talking about skiing anymore. Do you think we should move on to our next topic?
Yeah. Our next topic is my talent show. This is going to be all about just me because it's at my school. So, okay. My talent show is on March 10th, and I'm really excited because I'm doing a cheer, and every Thursday after my normal school, I go into the music room or the cafe or the gym, and I do practice. I usually go into the music room because people usually go into the gym after school, so I went to the music room, and we did, like, cheer practice for the talent show, and I just do cheer for normal for our school meeting. Yeah.
And for the talent show, are you guys, like, going to be wearing the same thing? Are you guys doing it to music? Like, how does that work?
So, we have a few cheers that we picked out, and a few of the girls that were in my kindergarten class, they made up a talent show, and they made up a cheer, so we did those, and we did a few others, and we all wear a shirt that says Cheer Squad, and on the back it says your name in black sparkly letters, but we're all wearing the same thing except for our name.
That's pretty cool. And did you guys decide what you're going to wear for pants or what you guys are going to do with your hair?
We haven't decided yet for hair or pants, but I bet we can just pick out any pants. I don't know. We haven't got to that part yet.
That's awesome. That sounds like it's going to be a great time. Anything else you want to add on that topic, or did you want to move on to the next one?
I'll move on to the next one. The next topic is party planning. So, we have a party in March, but I don't know what day it is, so we just say it's in March, because it is in March, and it's on the weekend. And so, yeah. And we have a big party where we were going to do it on February, but my dad was sick, so we had to cancel it and bring it to March. But I'm so excited for it. 71 or 72 people are coming, and that's going to be a lot of people in our house. And I bet a lot of my friends will be there. But I don't know if all my friends will be there. And, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, it's going to be a great time. We do this party every year. Usually it's around Christmas, but we didn't do it around Christmas this year. It got postponed. This is like the third time that it got postponed, but we're actually going to be doing it around St. Patrick's Day. So we like to say, third time's the charm.
And we're getting, we had a lot of, like, heart-shaped candy and, like, Valentine's things because we thought it was going to be in February, but then we got it switched because my dad is sick, and now we have to get stuff that's actually St. Patrick's Day stuff and green and pink and spring colors.
Yeah, it should be good. You know, I got some stuff that we could make for, like, it's almost like a trail mix, except it has, like, some chocolate and some cereal and some special Lucky Charm marshmallows, and we can put it in bags for people to snack on.
Yeah, there's going to be, like, a bunch of snacks, and, like, we're going to make this special kind of thing, and, like, it'll have chocolate in it, and I bet it's going to be very yummy. So, yeah, I bet.
Should be good.
I bet every person there would like it, and, like, everyone would like our house if they haven't been or if they forget what it looks like, or if they've been only once or twice, and they can come again. So
you're very, very welcoming, and I feel like you're a great host. You know, along those lines, we talked a little bit about food and the trail mix. We should probably get some drinks for people, too.
Yeah, that's our next topic. Should we move on to the next topic?
Yeah, that's the food and drinks for party planning.
Yeah, it's the same topic, except it's just, like, food and drinks, not, like, about the party. And then the next one is music playlist, because we are going to have music on. But we're trying to decide, because I made a music list, but I don't know where it went. I was trying to make copies of it, but our cleaning lady just put it somewhere, and I don't know where it is. So we can just make a new one, because that was kind of messy. So we can just make a new one that's neater, so we can actually read it and put it on the playlist.
Yeah, you know, I already started a playlist on Amazon Music, and we can just add the songs.
Aren't we forgetting a list? What about the food and drink?
Oh, right. Let's go back to that.
But before the music place, we actually have an invited list, so we can tell you all the people that are coming, but not their names.
Right. So, well, I guess part of party planning is making an invite list and then sending it out, and then people can let you know if they're coming or not, so then you know how much food and drink to get.
Okay, so let's talk about the food and drink part. So we should get, like, juices for the kids and, like, adult drinks for the adults. And we could, we should get, like milk and, like, kid drinks for...
Yeah. That sounds great. Usually what we do is we have a bucket of ice and we put some juice in it.
And then we put, like, ice in it, and we put, like, water so we can keep it cold. So if you're hot, then you can have it, because water is supposed to be cold.
Yep. And then we'll block off my office for all the adult drinks, so that way we know that only adults are going in there and only drinking those drinks. And then for food, I was thinking we could get some shrimp. We could get some hot appetizers.
And we could get, like, a few chocolates for, like, dessert and stuff, or, like, ice cream, and, like, for the kids they can have. Or maybe we should get, like, kid food. Like Cheez-Its and snacks and stuff.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You know, ice cream might be a little bit hard to serve just because it melts. But, you know, I think what's also fun is making a dessert table where you just have dessert.
Or like chocolate and sweets and candy. But maybe you can't have some goodies, like, for the whole time, because you might get a stomach ache. Or you might want to play, not just sit there and eat candy all day.
Yeah, totally. And then sometimes we set those, like, they're called chafing pans, and you can put, like, little fires underneath them.
And, like, we could, make the dining room a big table so we can all sit. But I think we would have to move a lot of more chairs, because there's not 71 chairs. But people could stand, like, the grown-ups could stand. And, like, we could set it with food, or we can put a big, long cloth around it so we don't get the table dirty.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I feel like the last time we did this party, nobody was sitting down. You kids were just running around the living room.
Yeah, or we could just eat in the living room, because you did say that the party we could eat. And maybe if we're in the dining room, then... we could just set not, like, a big one placemat. We can do, like, the little ones for each person who's sitting down.
Yeah, totally. Is there anything else you want to talk about the party? I feel like we have a lot to do, and it's going to be a great time. And by the time we do this podcast again, we'll probably have a good update on what worked well and maybe what we would do differently next time.
We should do something for the kids, like if they want to run around so much, so if it's not snowy, we could set up something outside, or we can do like a bouncy castle or something. We can do a piñata or something. We can do, like, last year for my birthday, you would have a horn for the unicorn, and you would have to wear a mask and spin around 2 times, and then you have to put it down. We could have that. Yeah, and we can have stuff outside for if they want to play outside and run around so much.
Yeah, but, you know, I think it's still going to be pretty cold outside, so it might be tough to do all that. I think, for the most part, this is an indoor party.
Yeah, well, if it's something outside, then you can go outside, but, like, not just run around. Like, you can run around inside, you don't just have to run around outside, but we have a lot of room in our living room and our house. I have a question. Can we go in the office, the new office?
No, I don't think it will be a good idea, because it's not going to be, like, there's not going to be any furniture in there.
Well, yeah, but what if people just want to go in there?
Yeah, they could probably go in to look.
Yeah, because my brother and sister were playing.
There's no lights in there still.
Yeah, well, we have the lights out in the hallway because there's not a door yet. Because my brother and sister, they kept playing in there.
I think they're putting in a door this week.
Yeah, I think so. So they can just have, like, a play area, so.
Yeah. Okay, well, I can't wait to talk about the party more. Why don't we jump to reading? Because I know that was a topic that you wanted to talk about. And we've...
Yeah. So let's get started on our next topic. Reading. So, library... At school. This is at my school. I'm not sure if my brother and sister have library at their school. Well, my brother might, like, visit the library, but not always. I have a schedule, and tomorrow is Monday. And on Mondays, I have music and library, and I have a comic book. So I'm going to return that and get another book. But you don't need to pay money. You can just, like, switch. And stuff, yeah.
Now, what exactly is a comic book?
A comic book is like when you have, it's kind of like a chapter book. So you have a comic, you have a chapter book, and then you, like a comic, it has like a caption, like it has boxes, and then like people, those are what people are saying and stuff.
And so basically a comic book is like a bunch of pictures and little captions. It's not really, but it's still telling a story. It's just not in a traditional way.
Yeah. It's like a caption is like a little box that tells you information from a nonfiction book. But it's kind of used for chapters. Comic books, and it's kind of like if you're reading something from a comic, like strips, a comic strip or something. Because I actually made a pigeon comic strip, but it's at school because I have a folder that keeps all my artwork that I can't take home. And at the end of the year, I will take home.
So how is a comic book different from a chapter book?
Because a chapter book, it just has words and does not have captions, and it doesn't have really much pictures and no color. But a comic book usually has colors and more pictures, because it does have pictures on every page, and it has a lot.
That's awesome. Have you been reading any chapter books? Have you ever read a chapter book? Tell me a little bit.
I read a lot of chapter books because you read Nancy Drew, and that is our next topic. But I also read like others, like a few others, and they're in my bookshelf because I do have a lot of chapter books. Today I put them all back in, but I do have a lot. Besides, I do have more downstairs, but I do have a lot up here too.
What is the most number of chapter books that you read in one day?
I would say that day when I read the three chapter books, when I read the whole chapter book by myself. Remember that? Yeah, I think that was because I read three.
I couldn't believe it. I thought that you were going to take an hour to read a whole chapter book, and I think you just read them so quickly.
Yeah, I am a fast reader because I'm so smart.
But I think one thing that's really important is after you read, you should be able to summarize it and be able to talk about what you read. It's not just about reading the word. It's be able to, like, talk about it afterwards, right?
Yeah, like, reread, but, like, not with the book. Like, reread.
What does that mean, to reread?
So, I would say at school, we have a five-finger breath, but instead we have five finger. So we have a five finger, and then we start and we tell all about when you put, and you take your pointer finger on the other finger, and then you just drag them over your hands while you talk about the story. And if your story is very long, then you can switch to the other finger.
That's cool. Very, very cool. All right, what do we have next as the next topic?
Nancy Drew, because I was just talking about that. That's one of my chapter books.
Yeah. And I think we talked about Nancy Drew, the fact that we read that every night and we really enjoy it. And
should we talk about, like, what happened in the story?
Yeah, if you want to.
So, in the beginning, like, a little girl named
Judy,
she fell into the pond, and Nancy saved her, and she brought her home, and then her parents died, so, her aunts, were taking care of her, but then they realized that they didn't have a silver pie because they just had someone to their house, but they had a will, but they actually stolen something that was on the will, that wasn't on the will. So Nancy had to try to go get it, but she didn't know which way the truck went, so she had to go to her dad, and then she but she was trying, and I bet at the end of this whole chapter book, she will get it.
I bet you're right. We'll have to read a little bit tonight.
Yeah, maybe after a podcast.
I think that sounds great. Perfect. Want to go to the next topic?
Sure. Our next topic is investing.
Do you know what investing is?
I think I know.
Why don't you tell me?
I think it means, like, if you have something, like, your, like, if I have a pillow, I'm, like, looking at it and, like, seeing more about it.
So, investing, let's use it in a sentence. I'm going to invest my time in learning how to do a podcast. What does it mean to invest in that context?
It means, like, to,
I'm going to invest my time in learning how to do a podcast.
Invest means, like, take my time.
Gonna take my time. Or maybe I'm gonna spend my time, put my time into learning, because I hope that it can grow into something bigger.
So it actually means learning.
It more means growing something.
Like, you're learning how to grow something. You're learning how to do something.
You don't necessarily need to learn to invest. So another way to say invest is I'm going to invest my time in taking a tub because I find it relaxing. I'm going to invest my time.
So it means like if you want to do something, you're going to like find time.
So a lot of people invest their money. What do you think it means if I say I'm going to invest my money?
It means...
Means I want to grow my money is the easy way of saying it.
So you want to get more money.
Yep. And so to get more money, you need to have money that you can invest. Basically, let it grow.
Okay, should we move on to our next topic?
Do you not want to talk about investing anymore?
Well, it's kind of boring to me.
Okay, yeah, we can talk about our last topic. What is it?
It's advice for summer camp.
So what advice do you have? Because I know you're going to summer camp this summer, and you've been able to take the bus home, which is great, but a lot of times, too, you get in a group that you don't know the people. Why don't you give some advice?
Well, so I usually say, like, do you want to be my friend? And they say sure or yes. No, they usually say sure or yes. So they just ask my name and I ask them, and then we just become friends.
What other advice? Like, do you need to know how to boat? Do you need to know how to swim?
Well, I didn't know how to do that because last year, and I think the year before, I was at summer camp. But my brother is going too, but he's not going to be in the same class because he's 4 and I'm 6, but I'm 7. I bet I'm going to be 7. And, yeah.
That's pretty cool. So basically, camp is a great place to learn how to do things.
And what you do at camp is, first of all, you have to come from car or bus, and you have to come to get in your group, and you usually do something at your group while you wait, and then you have to pack up, and then we have to put our lunches in the basket, and then we go to the pool, we get ready, and yeah, we usually do the pool first, and then we do swimming lessons, and then we sometimes go to the Gaga pit, or we do an activity.
What is a Gaga pit?
A Gaga pit is like, I think you all seen it before. I have one at my school, and we have a few at summer camp. A Gaga pit is like, you don't know how to play Gaga, then you go in the Gaga pit, and then Gaga is where you like.
So a Gaga pit is on like the blacktop, and it has like a little fence around it, and you go inside of it, right?
Yeah, and then you have a ball that you can't have past your waist or knee, and then you try to just hit at someone and get them out, and who's ever the only one left in the Gaga pit is winning.
That's pretty cool. Before we wrap up here tonight, anything else you want to say about either the last topic here, which was advice for camp, or just anything else that you want to say to your listeners?
Thank you for listening to my podcast on Fallon's World.
Awesome. We'll see you guys soon. Thanks so much for listening.
Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Fallon's World.
If you liked what you heard, please be sure to let us know.
Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and don't forget to give us a 5-star rating and review if you liked what you heard. You can also follow us on Instagram @FallonBeesWorld for updates on our podcast.